technical editor, Mark Devenport, listening to that this morning. Well, Mark, he's not nailing it, but he's certainly putting it out there that that's his leverage now against the two big parties.
Well, as you said, Stephen, it is a poker game, and he's got one big card that he could play, which would be to walk away from the justice portfolio to say, look, you're taking us for granted. You've cut one of our departments, so we're not going to help you out with your problem over justice. But it's a very big card to play, and I think Alliance will probably think fairly strongly about it before they do so. I mean, what they would know if they did enter into that poker game would be that the DUP and Sinn Féin could come back and say, we might try and find some other acceptable candidate. You know, maybe the SDLP's Alban McGuinness, maybe the Independent Unionist David McClarty, somebody like that might like that job. So they could come back along those lines. And also, I think the overriding concern Alliance would have is they would probably feel that the tactic that they've adopted of being sort of constructive members of the executive, voting for the budget, appearing to be sort of problem solvers, actually contributed to them doing quite well in the assembly elections rather than appearing to be a sort of opposition within moaning about everything. So if they walk away, will the electorate ultimately say, hang on, they're walking away in a huff?
The reverse psychology of that is they're still standing up to the big guns.
Yeah, that's the alternative way they could play it. If they, you know, this is all pretty hypothetical at this stage, but if they were to decide, right, we're being taken for granted, we're best off going back to that tactic, which they used to talk about of being the only opposition up at Stormont, then they could try to sell that to the voters as we will not be taken for granted. They are fearful of our kind of politics. The two big parties have not done enough about our priorities in relation to cohesion, sharing and integration, the shared future, all the things that you were talking about earlier on in the programme. And therefore, we're going to present an alternative outside this executive. Do I think they'll do it? Well, there hasn't been that much of a track record of them walking away from jobs, be it, you know, Lord Alderdice as the Speaker or other Alliance
and
members.
And Robinson
previously.
And McGuinness will know that.
Yeah, and I think that Robinson and McGuinness probably feel in a fairly confident mood about this. The fact that they pushed this through, I mean, I used a colourful metaphor which David Ford objected to earlier on in the morning when I talked about Stephen Farry coming along to a meal not realising he was the main course. Now, I suppose he did realise the option was out there. I know Alliance advisers were ringing around asking people during the course of the day, do you think the big parties are really serious about this? But I do think they were taken aback by the speed with which the butcher's knife was inserted.
How does this, for those people that don't care about Stormont, don't care how it's run, but they care about their own lives, and there'll be quite a few people in Northern Ireland of that view, and they find politics pretty boring until it affects them. Losing a Department of Employment and Learning, how does that affect ordinary people?
Well, it doesn't mean that the responsibilities that the department now have, that the universities, the colleges of further education are going to close down. Obviously, those institutions are needed. They'll continue to do their job, but they will report then to different ministers. We don't quite know how things will be cut up, but we would expect that the universities would go into the education department run by John O'Dowd, probably the colleges of further education, although that's a little bit more complicated, and certainly the sort of job centre side of that department would go towards Enterprise and Arlene Foster. So that won't necessarily make a great deal of difference to the clients of those institutions, be they students or people calling into a job centre, but you could see a different approach. David Ford, for instance, mentioned the future of teacher training. Stephen Farry made it pretty clear that in the sort of medium term, he would like to see an integrated teacher training system in Northern Ireland, bringing Catholic and Protestant sector teachers together into the one system. Will John O'Dowd, if he's responsible for teacher training, take the same view? Because some of his party colleagues are very defensive of the teacher training college in West Belfast, which serves the Catholic maintained sector. So, you know, it could affect things like that.